Hello there. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Marty on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hey, I'm not doing so bad on this new year here. I appreciate you asking.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim?
No.
Okay. And then I always like to repeat, I'm on a recorded line. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to ask you the same attorney question in a longer format. You know, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, that was so long-winded. And then have you used... Absolutely. Have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know, moving on to the diagnosis, unfortunately, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, unfortunately I was, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear
ovarian.
That. Ovarian cancer? Well,
yes.
God bless you. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, and so, and then obviously you're filing this on behalf of yourself, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then do you mind if I ask when you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
Yes, in March of 2024, March 12th.
Okay, March 12th of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One second. All right, and I'm just looking up something real quick, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, do you remember the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Yes, the diagnosed, the OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is, Linda, Adriani, that's it.
Okay.
Leslie Adriani, that's her name.
Leslie, okay. You knew the L. There
yeah.
We go.
Yeah. It wasn't 100% sure.
Okay. Well, thank you. You know, and I found her, gynecology oncology.
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Leslie Adriani. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Pardon me for a second. Okay, I'm going to spell that to you. You could just tell me if you know a better spelling. I believe I found her. It's Leslie and then Adriani. Okay?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And do you remember the address or facility name for her?
Yeah, she's at the University of Penn.
Okay, University of Penn.
Yeah, it's 3400 Spruce Street. That's in Philadelphia, PA.
3400 Spruce Street. That's exactly right. Okay. Give me one
mm-hmm.
second to catch up with you. Okay, so 3400 Spruce. You have a good memory, I tell you.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. And then, you know what? The number I have is 215-662-4000. Do you have a better number?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, thank you. And then, okay. So then I'm guessing you were in Pennsylvania when you were using the hair relaxer and were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. I use the Dark and Lovely. I use that about six times a year, like every 8 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're answering these questions before I even ask him, which is a good thing. So I was able to fill that out. You exactly.
Oh.
These are all the things I was curious about. I appreciate you. You actually, no, that's a good thing. You're getting ahead of it. That's good. Okay, so I have on average 6 times. That was actually my next question. So, yeah, on average around 6 times a year. Yeah.
Oh, no, because I thought you said, did I use it more than 4 times?
So yep.
I said, yeah.
And you said yes, and then the next one was how many times on average? You said around 6 times.
Oh.
So I said, wow, okay. I feel like you're right here with me, you know? That's good. Right. You're doing a great job. Good. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're obviously, since you know, resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. And then what is your date of birth?
4/25/79.
Okay, 4/25/79. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then this is just a quick aside. Do you know any other friends or family, you know, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers?
Yeah, I have plenty of friends and family that use it.
Okay, well, you know, you always look out for them. You know, just because, you know, this has affected a lot of women, right? So just look out for them,
yeah.
And let them know. And ultimately, and heck, if they do have any issues too, you're more than welcome to share my number. But ultimately,
okay.
I just wanted to ask. Yeah. And then the next would be, you know, and I already asked this, what state did you use the hair relax? I believe it was Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then... And when did you start, to the best of your memory, right? Just,
mm-hmm.
You know, when did you start using the hair relaxer?
I'm going to say in like 2005, like the beginning. Probably, I'm going to say like January 2005.
Okay. We'll say about January 1st, 2005, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
I stopped using it in March.
In March? Okay, yeah, when you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to say it was around March 12th, 2024 then?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this question, you know, this is not my favorite question. Let's see. So it says, how often did you use or apply these products? But it only gives weekly, monthly, or 4 times per year. You know, you use it around 6. So let's say monthly.
I'm going to say monthly. Yeah.
Okay.
Monthly.
Yeah.
I would go to the hair salon and get it done.
That was my next question. I swear. It's like you're sitting next to me. Okay, so you would use it at the salon mostly then, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years? This is a weird question. How many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer product? Was it from 2005 to 2024?
Yeah, straight. Mm-hmm.
Straight? Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that would be about, I'd say 19 years if I'm doing the math right in my head, right?
Mm-hmm.
2005 to 2024, so that'd be about 19 years, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the product that you used, you said mostly was Dark and Lovely, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this question... this is worded kind of funky, we'll say. So I'm gonna go ahead and try my best. If I have to do it twice, don't feel bad. Everyone has me repeat this one, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So regarding your diagnosis, right? So did your
mm-hmm.
cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 complete year? Did that make sense, or do you want me to rephrase it so it's easier to answer? Don't worry. Everyone has me do it. So, yeah, absolutely. I always just like to ask it how it's written. Now, let me tell you what that means. Okay, so I'll kind of reverse it up. Okay, so it says, after using the product regularly for at least 1 year. So let's say it's 2005, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the first complete year that you used it? It was 2005?
Yeah.
Okay. So then your cancer diagnosis, did that happen 2 or more years after that first complete year?
More years, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
One more, yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. No, you answered that perfectly. Thank you. And, you know, I, for some reason, they have it on here worded like that. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I think me and you already came to that conclusion just with the previous questions, but I appreciate you
right.
being patient with the legal terminology here, okay?
It's fine. Thank you.
No, absolutely. And then, so, you know, regarding, okay, so now we're going to talk about treatment a little bit, okay? So regarding the ovarian cancer, what type of treatment did you receive?
I had to get chemo
mm-hmm.
and the immunotherapy, and then I had surgery, a hysterectomy, a complete hysterectomy, where
complete.
They, you know, took everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they gave me, you know, stuff for the pain and stuff like that.
And then we'll just say medication. How about that?
Yes, medication,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you've definitely been through a lot. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then, and this happened recently, just this year. So your diagnosis happened, I believe it was March. I can't remember the exact day. Was it 12th is what you said or something like that?
Yes. Uh-huh. Of the 24th.
Yes, yes. Okay, March 12th. So when did your treatment start?
Like a week later.
Okay, so like the 19th, we'll say, somewhere around there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so around 3/19/2024. Okay. And then, so what was the name of the treating doctor, the doctor that treated you?
His name is... His name now, how could I forget that? Hold on. My brain is not working right now.
Oh, that's okay. You can relax and don't worry about it. Yeah. If you want to do this, here, I'll give you a second to think. What was the facility?
You said what was the facility? It was at the University of Penn.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. Figured to give you a moment to think. Okay.
Yeah, the oncologist. I'm trying to think of his name. Oh, my God. It's, like, right on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, I know. It can be frustrating.
I'm just thinking about that. I'm going to tell you. Okay. Oh, it's right there. What is his name? Robert. Dr. Robert.
Okay.
Dr. Robert Guntoli. Dr. Guntoli, yes, that's his name. Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a hard one.
Like
you did good.
Yeah, I had, like, a brain fart. And I know him. Like, you know, he was good. He was real good. I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
To save my life. Okay.
I know, you know, it's okay if, let me see. Dr. Robert Guntoli. Is it Guntoli?
Yes, that should be it. Yeah.
That's a hard one to remember. You know, you did a good job there.
Yeah, he was really nice. He's a nice guy. I forgot his name.
Oh my goodness! No, you're great. That's a hard one to remember, and I'm glad he was nice. I couldn't imagine if a doctor in those scenarios weren't. Can you imagine that? But
he was super nice. Everyone there was nice. But
oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're not too
that's
hard to get along with either. You know, you're definitely
nice
to meet.
Right. Considering everything I was going through, I probably wasn't always nice. But he was nice, though.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, you know what? That makes my day. It really does.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, easy one now. Can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I'm a female.
Thank you. All right. And then... I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I have your name spelled and pronounced correctly. It's Nadira, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last name.
You did good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And then the last name is Muhammad, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
right. Mm-hmm.
No, I pronounced that one right. That's the most popular name in the earth, I think, in the whole world.
Seems like it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It actually might be. I think.
Right.
I think.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to spell those out to you. N as in November. A, D as in Delta. I-R-A-H. Okay?
Yes, that is correct.
N-A-D-I-R-A-H. Okay. And then the way that Muhammad is spelled is M-U-H-A-M-M-E. Oh, no, A-D. Sorry.
A-D, yes. Mm-hmm.
Since I messed it up, I'm going to do it again real quick. M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Okay?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. And then, this is up to you, right? So for the social, you can give me either the whole thing. You could give me the last four now and give the attorney the whole thing if you wish, though. So either way.
Okay. 260-4356.
Okay. And then I'm going to – so it's 200, and then did you say 60?
Yes.
Okay. And then 4356. Gotcha.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, thank you. And then I like your email. Okay, so for email, is it hollywoodhaven2600@gmail.com?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and that's hollywoodhaven2600@gmail, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I like that. I like that email. Hollywood. Okay. And then for the telephone number, I'd be surprised if it was wrong, considering we're talking on the phone right now, but it's 26, right? But just for good measure, 267-887-1854, right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. And then that is a mobile phone number or a cell phone, right?
Yes, cell phone, yes.
Okay. And then can I have your full address, please?
4539 North Bouvier Street, Bouvier Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19140.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I have 4539 North Bouvier Street, Philadelphia, I'm from California, I'm sorry. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, it was the Hollywood talk, you know, and I'm in California,
mm-hmm.
so it made me slip
mm-hmm.
up. Thank you very much. Okay. And then we're wrapping it up, and then I'm just going to review everything with you to make sure that I was true to what you said. So, okay. So do you have a copy of the medical records, or could you perhaps get a copy, you know, if needed, like do they exist?
Yeah, if needed, I can get one.
Okay. And you know what? And I think, right, don't quote me on this one, right? From what I understand, because I don't do any of the, I'm not a lawyer, right? We work with them, though. So ultimately,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're just going to look it up themselves or request to pull them. I think a lot of them just do it that way. But ultimately, if they needed to, you to get anything, would you be prefer to send by mail electronically or either?
Either.
Okay. And then I'm going to read you a quick script regarding emergency contact information. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Now, typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary mm-hmm. in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that you'd like to put?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do they live with you or elsewhere?
Elsewhere.
Okay. And then I'm all ready. What's their name?
Marquis, M-A-R-K-I-E. Last name, Patterson.
Okay. Got it.
And telephone number. And the telephone number is 267-593-5657.
Okay. And then relationship to you.
That's my son.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. And then I'm just going to read that back to you, and then that should be it. So your emergency contact lives elsewhere. His name is Marquis, M-A-R-K-I-E, Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. Telephone number 267-593-5657, and that is your son.
That is correct.
All right. And then I'm just going to go from top to bottom real quickly and make sure that everything that we went over, I took down correctly. Okay. So the very first thing I believe I said was, hey, this is Marty. I'm on a recorded line. I asked if you'd like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You said yes. Did you get an attorney? You said no. Are you willing to affirm you haven't signed anything with anyone? You said yes. You're willing to affirm that. You did use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And then you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. All of that is correct so far?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed March 12th, 2024. The doctor that diagnosed you was Dr. Leslie Andriani at 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104. And the number, which I just got offline, was 215-662-4000. And all of that is correct, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And then did you use hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to your diagnosis? You said yes. On average, you used it six times a year. And then you're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is April 25th, 1979. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You know, and you do have family and friends that, you know, may have used the hair relaxer. So, you know, like I said, always look out for them. And then Pennsylvania, that's a state you used the hair relaxer. And then you started using it, we'll say, you know, about January 1st, 2005, to the best of your memory, to the date of your diagnosis, March 12th of 2024, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you used it, you applied it monthly. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer product? You said 19. And then you got it applied at a salon mostly. And then you used the brand Dark and Lovely. The diagnosis, the cancer diagnosis happened two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for one complete year. Okay. And then the treatment that you received was chemotherapy, immunotherapy, a complete hysterectomy, and then medication. Your treatment date started March 19th of 2024 by Dr. Robert Gentoli, and then same address, 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104, and then the telephone number 215-662-4000. And all of that is correct as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you are a female. Okay.
Yeah.
And then your name is spelled N-A-D-I-R-A-H-M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. And then your social is 200-60-4356. Your email is HOLLYWOODHAVEN. 2600@gmail.com. Your primary phone number is 267-887-1854, and that is a mobile number. The address for you is 4539 North Bouvier Street and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140. Okay, and all of that is correct so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just cross-checking it. For some reason, we got to put it in twice, the address. Thank you for being patient. Okay, and then last two questions was, do you have a copy of your medical records? You said yes. If not, could you get them, right? And then providing them, you could do it by mail or electronically. Your son is your emergency contact, Marquis Patterson, at 267-593-5657. Okay. And then I'm going to send you the form so that you can speak with the attorneys. This is not your filing, by the way. This is just more of a permissory type of thing. So let me go ahead and send those to you. And you could put me on, you know, speaker or Bluetooth, whatever is easier. And I can kind of help you get, you know, guide you through them. It's a DocuSign, so a lot of people have done DocuSigns in the past, so you might not need my assistance very much at all for it, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty much familiar with the DocuSign.
Okay, so yeah, you probably won't need much of my help. Now, go ahead and open that up. You should have just gotten a text message, and then I'll go ahead and get you the information for them right now. And they might be, usually I say they'll call you in around 24 hours, but I know that with the holidays passing, they might be a little bit behind. So I'm going to make sure you have my number and their number. That way, in case you need to check up on it, you need communication, I'm here to let you know everything's still, you know, moving along and, you know, really connect the dots for you, okay?
So you said this is not the filing. So is he? I had to wait to speak to the lawyer to actually file, right?
Yes, because I'm not an attorney. I can't file on your behalf. What I do is make sure that everything is clean and clear and you meet the minimal criteria, right? And which you do. And so I'm actually really confident for you. Then you're going to talk to them and then, you know, they'll go ahead and I'm sure you're going to have questions that they're going to be actually able to answer, legally able to answer, that I can't. And then they're going to, you know, make sure that they go over things before the filing. That way that, you know, you can have the communication with the right person before all that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I, you know, that's above my pay grade, you know. I didn't do the work to be an attorney.
Okay, I get it.
All right. And I'm going to send you the info real quick, and then I'll let me know when you finish. Oh, sorry.
I'm finished.
Oh, man, you're quicker than me. I haven't even finished getting you this text message. Give me 1 second. Okay. Pulaski, A4D.
One sec. Hello?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There was some background noise for a second, huh? It sounded like maybe we lost connection. Yeah.
Yeah, the phone went out. That's what I was trying to make sure.
Absolutely. And then I put my name at the bottom. Sorry there's so much information on there, but, you know, I want you to have everything so nice for now.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, so you should be receiving it. Oh, I got to address it to you. Sorry, Nadira. Okay, there we go. So now I just went ahead and I sent that to you. So you should have my information there, and I'm going to go ahead and confirm yours. Thank you. You're quicker than me.
Okay, thank you.
No, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you really are a pleasure to meet here. You know, sorry that, you know, you had to go through so much, and, you know, I wish we were meeting on a better occasion. However, you know, I hope that... you know, I'm definitely confident that they can actually help you out, you know, the attorneys there. And I'm glad that you at least got some medical help. I hope that you're doing a little bit better now, or have they been treating you well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, you know, definitely have my prayers and,
thank
you know,
you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. Yeah, it was nice meeting you. And other than that, let me know if you have any questions. You have my number. And, you know, do you have any questions for me now, real quick, before I let you off the hook here?
No, not right, not at this moment. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I hope you have a blessed rest of your day and a good 2025.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Nadira. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.